Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you can tell by the screen, our title today is The Inescapable Call. Based on our gospel reading from John 1, verse 43, let me read that verse to you again. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." I invite you to turn to your outline that you should have received when you came in on the handout as we consider our theme, The Inescapable Call. Inescapable call refers to an invitation and a request that you can't turn down. An invitation, a request to which you cannot say no thanks. I received such an inescapable call on February 23rd, 1972. It was the day of my 18th birthday. I received an invitation. I received a request. Let's be honest. I received a command from the United States government. It was called my draft notice. The United States was in the middle of the Vietnam War, and by law, when a young man turned 18, he had to go and sign up for the military draft. So on the morning of that day, my birthday, my father and I got in our old, probably at that point, 52 Chevrolet pickup and drove down to the county courthouse where I signed up for the draft to enter into the war. After I signed up, then I was considered registered for the draft, and I had to wait until I received the official call to go into active duty. I had no choice. It was the law. The call was inescapable. So my father and I went to the courthouse and signed up, and if we can look at the next, there we go. There's a copy of my draft card. You probably can't read it too easily from there, but I wanted to show you. This is a photocopy of my draft card received, my selective service number, my date of birth, and there I am now with my official call, my inescapable call to serve in the military of my country. We can go back to the original slide. Now, God had other plans for me, however, but because before the official call came to serve, the war ended. And His plans, His call for me was to go into university, go into seminary, to train to be a pastor, and I never went to war. But that call I received was inescapable. If I had received the official call, I would have served. In today's gospel reading, our Lord Jesus Christ issues an inescapable call. John 1:43 says, "The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee and he found Philip, and Jesus said to Philip, 'Follow me.'" Jesus issued this call to a man named Philip who would soon become his faithful disciple. And Philip then indeed, if you listen to the gospel reading, would issue this call, this invitation to his relatives, to his friends, to follow Jesus and answer the call. Jesus calls Philip to repentant faith, to single-minded discipleship, to a trust that his future is secure in the hands of his Savior. All of this is summed up in that simple call, "Follow me." Today, the same Lord has the same call to each of us here. His call to you is your call, is your draft notice. Today, our Lord Jesus is looking into your eyes and your hearts, and he says to you, "Follow me." He calls you to repentant faith. In Mark 1:15 it says, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." There is no better opening to this call in this brand new part of this brand new year than a call to repentance. It's a call for each of us to examine. It's a call for you to examine what really is important in life. To examine how close your relationship with your God really is. And to repent, that is to turn away from anything that's keeping you close to His side. He calls you to repent in faith, but like Philip, He calls you to single-minded discipleship. In Luke 9, we read these words, "As they were going on the road, someone said to Jesus, 'Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'No one.' After putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Did you hear? These are tough words. Jesus compares following Him to plowing with a heavy plow pulled by two heavy animals. And He says, as you plow a field in this way, don't look back. If you do, you'll get off course. You'll ruin the job of plowing. Jesus says here, He is calling Philip, He is calling us to single-minded discipleship. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on. Follow His lead. These days in which we live are no days for lukewarm faith, are no days for convenient church membership, are no days for, well, worship and Bible class whenever it happens to fit my busy schedule. Jesus calls you as He calls Philip, to put your life in His hands, knowing that you will be secure in the hands of Him who were nailed for you and for me. Jesus who calls, leads. He who calls you to repentant faith, single-minded discipleship, and a trust in the security of your future in His hands, He will strengthen you so you can follow Him. Here's the truth of today's text. If you want to follow Jesus, He will enable you to do that. He who calls you leads you. Jesus calls us and leads us to a place of real life in place of our life of sin and death. He says in John 10:10, "I have come that you might have life, and might have it abundantly." He says in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live." Jesus calls us and leads us to real and tangible help through His Word and through His sacrament. On the night before Jesus went to the cross, He prayed to His Father in heaven. And did you know the night before He was to be nailed and die upon the cross, He was praying for you, not for Himself. Listen to His prayer recorded in John 17. Jesus prayed, "Father, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Father, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth." I don't need to be the one standing here this morning telling you that the Christian life is not a bed of roses. The Christian life is not some cheap escape from the sins and the heartaches of this sinful world. But through the proclamation of His word, through the sharing of His holy meal, He strengthens us. He sanctifies us in the truth. He uses these means of grace, His word, His sacrament, to protect us, to strengthen us, to keep us holy, to keep us close to His side. And with the strength He provides, By the way, I asked you what I asked you last Sunday. Why'd you come here this morning? One reason is to receive the strength He provides from His Word and from His sacrament so that you can stand up in the face of anything this old sinful world throws in your way. Jesus also calls us, as He called Philip, to a greater confidence and faith in Him. Paul reminds us of this in 1 Thessalonians 5. Paul writes, "The one who called you is faithful, and He will do it." As we said before, He who calls leads. We can count on Him. So I can boldly say to you today what St. Paul said to his people 2,000 years ago. Listen to these words from St. Paul. Let them sink into your heart. St. Paul said, "Therefore, my dear brethren, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because your work in the Lord is not in vain." My friends, your work in the Lord is not in vain. Your work in the Lord is not in vain. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself if you're not the person you know God wants you to be. Don't give up on others in your lives who are not in the faith relationship with God you know they should be. Don't give up, especially when you don't see the results exactly when you want to see them. Your work in the Lord is not in vain. Your God is faithful. Your God loves both you and the people in your life with whom you're concerned. Your work in the Lord is not in vain, believe me. As a pastor, I need to be reminded of this almost every day. And if you don't believe me, ask my wife. I need to be reminded every day, my work in the Lord is not in vain. Our work in the Lord is not in vain. Dear Lord, we ask you today to shut the mouth of that liar, the devil. To shut the mouth of that lying, sinful world around us when they whisper into our ears such lies like these. Give up. You'll never change. They'll never change. This situation will never change. Instead, O Lord, give us the strength to believe your holy word when you say to us, the one who calls us is faithful, and he will do it. Here's another part of the inescapable call God has for all of his Christian children. We are to do everything we can. We are to do all that is within our power to do, to be faithful in our work in the Lord, and then to entrust the rest into the hands of the one who calls us, who is indeed faithful, who is indeed loving, who is indeed forgiving. Just look at that one upon the cross. Is he faithful? Faithful unto death. Just look at that one upon the cross. Is he loving? Loving to the point of death. Just look at that one upon the cross. Is he forgiving? Forgiving to the point of death. And he who was faithful, loving, and forgiving unto death as he paid for the sins of the whole world is also the mighty, risen, and victorious Lord, risen from the grave, having victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil. And all that he did, for you. And the same risen and victorious Lord calls us today as he called Philip. And he says to you and me today, this simple, inescapable call, he says to you, follow me. We follow him wherever he leads. His call to us is a loving, grace-filled, inescapable call. So we echo the words of St. Peter, who one day said to Jesus, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. Today, we'll end the sermon where we started, with talk about war and the inescapable call to military service. Back during World War II, many families had a custom of putting a large star in the front window of their home. This was to signify that they had a son fighting in the war. Pelling's a son not much older than yours, fighting in the war. They had a star in their window. One evening, a family was walking home after Christmas services, and they walked by various homes that had Christmas trees and Christmas decorations. But in a number of the windows of these homes, you would see that same single large star. A little boy walking with his family asked, Daddy, why do some people have that same big star in their window? And Daddy replied, it means that family has a son far from home, and he went to war. As they kept walking, the little boy caught sight of a bright evening star in the cloudless sky, and he said, Daddy, look, God must have a son in the war because God put a star in his window. Indeed, God's Son, our precious Lord Jesus Christ, went to war for us. He said yes when his heavenly Father called him to lay down his life for you and for me. This was his inescapable call from all eternity. And by his death on the cross of Calvary, he defeated for us our enemies of sin, death, and devil. And he rose in victory, and he shares that victory today with anybody who puts their faith in him. And today, this day, our risen and victorious Lord calls us as he called Philip, and he says to you and me today, follow me. This is our inescapable call. And so with joy and thankfulness, with full trust in the one who calls us, he will also lead us. We will follow him from now unto life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, who calls to you today, follow me. Amen. We now worship our Lord with his offering.